Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free on the site, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here tonight. Coming up, we'll talk about cats and decloning them being prohibited somewhere. Mark's got that story. But first, Lou Rockwell over at lourockwell.com is going to give us some socialism by the numbers here. And this is going to sound depressing. There's no other way to describe this. But let's get through it and then talk about the, you know, the depressing aspect of it, and hopefully how we can look on the bright side. The triumph of socialism is what it's called at lourockwell.com. Do you think ideas don't matter? That what people believe about themselves and their world has no real consequence? If so, the following will not bug you in the slightest. A new BBC poll finds that only 11% of people questioned around the world, and 29,000 people were asked their opinions,
oh boy,
think that free market capitalism is a good thing. The rest believe in more government regulation. Only a small percentage of the world's population believes that capitalism works well and that more regulation will reduce efficiency. Now, of course, we understand on this show that the term capitalism has a lot of baggage associated with it.
So, yeah, well, that's my, I guess, my first question. Did they use the term capitalism? And, you know, like, how was that used in the question? Because when it comes to polls, it's all about how they ask the question. It's, you know, that really matters.
But they didn't just ask.
I don't particularly like the word capitalism either, because although I know what people who are in support of capitalism generally mean by it, however, people that are not in support of it generally mean what we have today.
We can dig around and find out the answer to that, but nonetheless, it's still important to point out here that they did apparently ask about regulations and efficiency, and one quarter of those asked said that capitalism is fatally flawed. In France, 43% believe this. In Mexico, it's 38%. A majority believes that government should rob the rich. This is worldwide. That government should rob the rich to give money to poor countries. In only one country in the world, Turkey, did a majority actually say that less government is better. It gets even worse. While most Europeans and Americans think it was a good thing for the Soviet Union to disintegrate, people in India, Indonesia, Ukraine, Pakistan, Russia, and Egypt mostly think it was a bad thing.
Really?
You read that right. Millions freed from socialist slavery. Bad thing. That news must lift the heart of every would-be despot the world over, and it comes as something of a shock 20 years after the collapse of socialism in Russia and Eastern Europe revealed what the system had created. Backward societies, with citizens who live short and miserable lives. Then, there's the China case, a country rescued from bloody barbarism under communism and transformed into a modern and prosperous country by capitalism. What can we learn? Far from not having learned anything, people have largely forgotten the experience and have developed a love for the ancient fairy tale that all things can be fixed through collectivism and central planning. As to those who would despair at this poll, and who could be surprised, right? The governments run the schools.
Yeah, I don't like this poll. I want to disparage it, but I want to, you know, at the same time, I think that there's value in it. So
consider that it might have been much worse if it weren't for the efforts of a relative handful of intellectuals who have fought against socialist theory for more than a century. It might have been 99% in support of socialist tyranny. So there's no sense in saying that these intellectual efforts are wasted. Ideas also have a life of their own. They can lie in wait for decades or centuries, and then one day the whole world, the whole of history turns on a dime. Especially these days, no effort goes to waste. Publications and essays or any form of education is immortalized, ready for the taking by a desperate world. As for the opinion poll, we have no idea just how intensely these views are held or even what they mean. What, for example, is capitalism? Do people even know? Michael Moore doesn't know, else he wouldn't be calling bailouts for the elite Fed-connected financial firms, a form of capitalism. Many other people reduce the term capitalism to the system of economics in the U.S. It is no more complicated than that for them. This is despite the reality that the U.S. has a comprehensive planning apparatus in place that is directly responsible for all of our current economic troubles. Now let's take this further. Among the people around the world who don't like the U.S. empire, many believe they don't like capitalism either. If the U.S. economy drags the world down into recession, that's a prime example of capitalism's failure. Or at least that's how they'll see it. Even more preposterous, if you didn't like George W. Bush, his ways and his cronies, and Obama is something of a relief, then you don't like capitalism and you do like socialism. Another point of view misunderstands the idea of capitalism itself. It's not about creating economic structures that benefit capital at the expense of labor or culture or religion. It's about a system that protects the rights of everyone and serves the common good. Capitalism is just the name that happened to be identified with this system. If you want to call freedom a banana, fine. What matters is not words, but ideas. However, in this case, I think words do matter. And I think the word capitalism, as we're talking about here, has a lot of baggage attached to it, and it is very misunderstood. If I had to pick, I would choose free market over capitalism, personally, because while capitalism does describe a certain economic model, I think that the free market is a little bit more of an open-ended interpretation of things, in that the free market allows for capitalism, and it allows for, you know, communal associations and whatever other organizational methods that one could come up with. And it allows them all to compete in the open marketplace.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't know how much more. Many people are scared of free markets, too. Free markets mean that the corporations can run rampant. Well, no, it doesn't. But okay.
Well, obviously, you're going to encounter objections anytime you challenge the status quo. It's just that I don't feel as if free market has as much baggage. Would love to have your thoughts at 800-259-9231. And as Rothbard has pointed out, free market capitalism serves no more than a symbolic purpose for the Republican Party and for conservatives. Economic liberty is the utopia that they keep promising to us, promising to bring to us, pending the higher priority of blowing up foreign peoples, jailing political dissidents, crushing the left wing on campus, and routing the Democrats. Once all of this is done, they say, they'll get to instituting of a free market economic system. Sure, you believe them, right?
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Of course, the day never arrives, and it's not supposed to. Capitalism serves the Republicans the way communism served Stalin.
Yes, absolutely.
A symbolic distraction to keep you hoping, voting, and coughing up money. All of which leaves true capitalism a product of the voluntary society and the sum total of all the exchanges and cooperative acts of people all over the world with few actual intellectual defenders. They are growing, but the educational work we need to do is daunting, and we're facing the most powerful forces in the world. There's nothing new in this. In the history of the world, freedom is the exception, not the rule. It must be fought for anew in every generation. Its enemies are everywhere, but the leading enemy is ignorance. And for this reason, the main weapon we have at our disposal is education. And education includes explaining that socialism is an unworkable idea. He says there's nothing better, in his opinion, than von Mises' 1922 book, Socialism, A Comprehensive Presentation of the Fallacy of the Socialist Idea. Another essential work is the Black Book of Communism. Here we have a wake-up call that shows the dream of socialism is actually a bloody nightmare. And then there's the issue of the positive case for capitalism. One can do no better than Mises' own Human Action, which is not likely ever to be surpassed as a treatise on the free economy. True, it's not for everyone, and that's fine. There are many primers out there, too. The passion for socialism and opposition to capitalism should alarm every lover of freedom the world over. We have our jobs cut out for us, but with numbers this bad, it's not difficult to make a difference. Every blow you can land for free markets helps protect freedom from its enemies. And, of course, Lou Rockwell is using the blow, the fighting mentality, blow-by-blow, kind of attacking, fighting for freedom. I personally don't really care for that particular terminology, mm-hmm. the fighting terminology. And I think that what we can look at here in this study, which seems like bad news on its face, and to some extent it probably is, what we can look at here is maybe imagine there is that one country, Turkey, where people believe that freedom is a good thing. And the rest of the countries around the world were pretty much in favor of socialism. But what would happen if you had a place where it wasn't just 50% of people, but 75, but 60. I mean, instead of 11% of people believing in freedom, let's take that to 25 and 40 and 50% and 60%. I think that's possible. And I think that's one of the things we talk about a lot about the Free State Project, for instance, bringing liberty-oriented people, people who already have this mindset together in the same place, to begin influencing the rest, to begin influencing their friends and their family members and their coworkers to think about freedom and to understand that it's the free market that benefits humanity and not coercive governments. 800-259-9231, I think gathering together can amplify our message and make it that much more persuasive. You can bring up anything, your thoughts on this. We'll try to dig up some more on this study and take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you had a chance to get an answer to the most important question in your life, would you take it? Maybe you're wondering if you'll find new love or if money is in your future. Everyone has questions, and the amazing psychics at AskNow.com have the ability to provide answers.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. Their advice taught me so much about myself.
When you need expert advice about love, money, your career, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted advisors at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK.
I needed to know if my boyfriend was really telling me the truth.
You were right on the money with everything.
We only find answers when we ask. So ask now. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK. That's 1-800-712-2-ASK.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free offer.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, including the bulletin board system, with over 500,000 posts. You can get interactive there, and it's free, of course. Lots of different stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Intern in film and alternative media. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, that's the Institute for Humane Studies, a stipend and a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply. Of course, you probably should be, you know, post-high school, right at the end of high school or in college or slightly post-college for this. They're encouraged to apply. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply for a spring placement by November the 15th. That's like 3 days from now. So, yeah, 2 days from now. So you better get it done. Or for a summer placement by February the 15th. It's in libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
Okay, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We'll get right into your calls. Just want to give you a little bit more info on this BBC study that was done in a whole bunch of different countries, 27 countries, where they were asking questions about what they termed as free market capitalism. And we pointed out earlier from the LouRockle.com story that the term capitalism has a lot of baggage attached to it. People don't really understand what capitalism is. Whenever you utter the term capitalism in a lot of people's minds, because they went to government school, as I did, and you did, Mark, but in a lot of people's minds, the cigar-chomping, fat cat, you know, robber baron image comes up with whipping little boys and girls in his factory and putting the, you know, Chinese workers willing to work in a railroad.
Willing to do anything to get to make a profit and use the governments that they are in control of, by and large, to get what they want. But that continues even in socialist countries. When there's a government apparatus to be controlled, it's never going to be controlled by you. So why would you support a government apparatus to control you?
Yeah, what makes you think that the cigar-chomping fat cat character hasn't gotten his mitts into the realm of government? Do you really believe that government people are saints? I mean, there's plenty of evidence that suggests that the people that are in search of power, people that are likely to be like a cigar-chomping fat cat, would be attracted to the halls of government and to the be able to wield power over his fellow man. So just to kind of give you a little more info here from the study, again, the BBC News did this, and they used the term free market capitalism in one of their questions. So there you have the
BBC
term.
Did it?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a big issue in it just from the beginning, because the BBC hates capitalism.
I mean, they might have hired someone to do it, but
whatever. I mean,
they're the ones who are claiming responsibility, if you will. GlobeScan poll did it for BBC World Service. So free market capitalism. So they're right there. Just they're conflating the two together. You know,
there was a poll done relatively, it's been a couple of years now in the United States, and basically they asked two different questions.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself to be socially liberal and economically conservative, or would you consider yourself to be socially liberal and economically conservative like a libertarian?
Mm-hmm.
So they added those three words, like a libertarian, to one question, and the other question remained the same. And I believe it was
response dropped,
16
right on the second
point variance. Maybe it was more than that.
But so the one with libertarian did worse.
Right. Once you said the word libertarian, that made it sound worse. So as you can see, the verbiage, the description of the question matters immensely in these things. So if you're using the term capitalism, I can understand if people consider what the United States government is run by, and basically the world, because the United States, the large interests of the United States essentially run the world, then I can see why they don't like capitalism.
Sure, and then they take that term, which has a whole lot of baggage, and they shove it right next to the words free market.
Yes.
So as though to poison the term free market. Because the free market, as I pointed out earlier, doesn't necessarily inherently mean capitalism. It can mean anything, from my understanding of it. But here's the question. I guess what I don't know exactly how it was phrased, but we've got the term free market capitalism and then three possible choices. Well, I guess the fourth choice is unsure. But the first choice was, is fatally flawed and a different economic system is needed.
I agree.
Choice number two is, has problems that can be addressed through regulation and reform.
Well, I think it can be addressed through regulation, but that regulation would need to be done in a free market, because when governments do regulation, all they end up doing is punishing their enemies and rewarding their friends. It's just graft.
The third,
different levels of it, but graft nonetheless.
Third choice is, it works well, and increased regulation will make it less efficient. So right there is the admission that in their, you know, what they're calling free market capitalism is the world today,
yes.
Right? I mean, that sounds like what they're saying here is that free market capitalism is the world
it
today.
Works
or
well.
Or the United States, right? That it works well and increased regulation. So acknowledging that their free market capitalism already has regulation,
right?
So therefore, it's not free.
Well, for instance, what happened with the banking markets here in the United States? Essentially, for many liberal types or socialist types who are keeping an eye on it, so Western people and especially United States people basically believe that was it.
Free market.
That was the nail in the coffin of capitalism. Look, we had free markets and more free markets in the banking system, so therefore this proves it. Free markets are bad because banks do terrible things. Yes,
right.
Indeed, they do when they have control of the government apparatus, and vice versa. So the government apparatus has control of them.
Absolutely.
This was a failure of government policy and government regulation. There were already regulations. And the thing is a few regulations may be more detrimental than more regulations. It's the regulations, though, that are the problem.
The toll-free number here for your comments is 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything. So looking at those potential answers, free market capitalism is fatally flawed and different economic system is needed. In the United States, under 20%, I'm looking at a bar graph, so it's hard to tell exactly how much, looks like about 16% of people in the U.S. respond to the first choice, that it's fatally flawed and have a different economic system is needed. Another, I'd say 14 through 64%, so probably about 50%, responded that has problems that can be addressed through regulation and reform, so they want more regulation of the existing system. And then from about 64% to 80 or about 90%, so probably about 25% in the U.S. said that the current system works well and increased regulation will make it less efficient, leaving about 10% who responded that presumably whatever the unsure or no choice. None of the above.
Right. Well, the questions do stink. And
right.
I might have ended up in that column,
honestly. None of the
above.
Absolutely. Because the system today doesn't work well. Although you're right, Mark. Maybe the has problems that could be addressed through regulation and reform would be sort of accurate. But when they say regulation, they mean government regulation.
Yeah, they
so
do.
If you were to be able to add on all your text about, well, what a regulation of the free market with competition and, underwriters' laboratories and, all this, third-party checking and everything. It's a great explanation, and it's so true that that's how the marketplace will self-regulate. Because people will demand safety, people will demand accountability, and that's what they'll get as a result of that. But that's not what their intention is with the answer in that question.
No, it's not.
So 800-259-9231, so certainly all of the options are skewed from the perspective that they're suggesting that today's situation, presumably in the United States, but they're not specifying that either, that it's free market capitalism. And this is one of the biggest misunderstandings that I think that we need to work to correct. This isn't a free market in any way, shape, or form. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Up anything if you dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you
and Mark,
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. all of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, now brought to you by manchesterbrewing.com. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. you can see the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime because, well, if you were listening to the first segment of the show, you heard us cite some of the numbers from a study that was done for the BBC News that were not so positive about people's viewpoint around the world in regards to the concept of free market capitalism. Now, of course, as we pointed out, the questions were kind of twisted. People's concept of capitalism in general is twisted, and it's been affected by a variety of different factors. But nonetheless, there's no doubt that there's a large demand worldwide and here in the United States for the government to regulate more, to control more, to forcibly redistribute income more. There's no doubt that there's a very large demand for these things. And so you might want to ask yourself, well, how likely is it that those things are going to change where I am? Wherever it is you are, whether you're out in California or halfway across the world, I guess it's almost halfway at this point, where we are in New Hampshire. But wherever you are, how likely is that situation to change? How likely is it that people are going to stop demanding government handouts? That people are going to stop demanding more regulations of businesses and your private life? How likely? Be honest with yourself. If you don't think it's that likely, and I can tell you I didn't when I lived down in Florida, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, and get signed up. And then come join us up here in New Hampshire. It's a lot of fun being around other like-minded people. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced. So go to freestateproject.org, and we go to your phone calls. Scott is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, have you ever heard the term bread and circus?
Certainly.
Yes.
Well, what I'm getting at is this.
Well, what is it for those that haven't heard it, Scott?
What's that?
What is bread and circus? What are bread and circuses for those that have not heard the term?
What it means is that it's entertainment for the masses. During the Roman Empire, bread and circus would be going to see the Colosseum, where they would see gladiator fights. So people would take their minds off of the emperor while
sure.
he was doing nefarious things.
Yeah, now we have football, other sports, and Britney Spears and pop culture and stuff like that.
Exactly, gentlemen. That is bread and circus. And the masses of Americans are so stupid, incredibly stupid nation, and like the New England Patriots.
I disagree with that terminology. I know Mark has been guilty of using it in the past. I personally think that most Americans are just ignorant. I think that they're probably very, very brilliant in a number of different ways. Maybe they're experts at fixing cars or something like that. You know, whatever it is their chosen profession or interests or hobbies are, they're probably very, very interested and well knowledgeable about those things. But that doesn't mean they're not ignorant about a whole bunch of other things. In the same way that I'm ignorant about fishing, or I'm ignorant about fixing cars, or I'm ignorant about a variety of topics, I do know a thing or two about freedom. It's unfortunate, though, that most people don't. Most people, I think, are ignorant about freedom and why it's important, and that doesn't mean that they're necessarily stupid. Does that make sense?
Our nation is, let's put it this way, with all the greed on Wall Street, with all of the corruption in Washington. Our nation, you remember I called you the other day and I said America, why I hated America and why I would not have my son fight for this country. This is what I'm referring to. I have never been so embittered with my country. Let me rephrase that. With my government. So embittered with my government. I don't trust it as far as I could throw it. I think it's in cahoots with Wall Street and the big bankers on Wall Street, and their attitude is to literally railroad, crush the working class people on Main Street, the farmers, and this is a democratic royalty. Do you know what I mean by that?
Sure.
Yep. The ones that are there continue to stay there.
An oligarchy to some extent.
That's right. They have all the power. We have none. Although people may argue to vote, what a joke to vote. I think I told you a while back, it's like if I gave you...
I disagree with you, though, Scott. I know you want to go on, but I have to jump in because I disagree. You say that we don't have power, and you do. It's just that most Americans have chosen to not exercise it. They've chosen to go along to get along, and as long as you do that, then, yeah, you are powerless. But as soon as you stand up for yourself, as soon as you stand up for what you believe in, and you maybe say no... Not on everything, but here and there, say no a few times to the government. Then all of a sudden, the scales start to tip in a different direction. And I don't mean they tip dramatically, because you need, I think, a lot of people saying no in a lot of different areas. But people, there are more of us than there are of them, I guess is what I'm saying. There's something like, I don't know what, it depends on the area of the country that you're in. But depending on a variety of factors, there are certainly more citizens, if you want to call them that, even though I don't necessarily believe those exist. There are more non-cops than there are cops, for instance. So, really, mass civil disobedience would be unstoppable if it were ever reached, but we're not even close to that point because, well, people are quite complacent, and it's because of the bread and circuses that you started your call with.
You know, what I'd like to say is that in America today, I don't know if Americans realize this, but take the cops, for instance. What I've seen with the police is I never saw one that showed me any respect, although I've shown them respect. I look at them.
I have met cops that show me respect, sure.
Have you ever seen the Mass State Police?
I've been given a ticket
by one of them.
Yeah, I've seen them shooting laser at cars along the side of the road, and I didn't like that very much.
They look like stormtroopers. I love them in their boots and their epaulettes and their whatever. But I don't think Americans realize the power that the police have. That if they want to knock on your door at 2 in the morning and say with some trumped up evidence and say, Mr. Jones, I want to whatever, come with us to the station or whatever, your freedom could be gone just as easily as blowing out a candle. People will say, well, you have rights. But let me tell you something.
Anyone who says you have rights hasn't ever been in that situation. They haven't ever had...
I'm going to tell you something that I'm not embarrassed to tell you about. And I think your caller should know about it. You know, my mom is not well, and I had a lot of personal problems, and I went to see a psychiatrist, and I'm not ashamed to say that. And the psychiatrist had told me, well, what are your problems? I'm going to be frank with you. You know, I had said, like I'm saying to you, that I have hostilities towards blacks, Hispanic, Jews, whatever. So she said, well, do you ever want to hurt yourself or others? I said, you know, sometime, whatever. To make a long story short, gentlemen, she said, wait one moment, I'm going to go check on your medication. Within 20 minutes, two guys with holding a stretcher and two police officers came, and they were taking me away, and I was screaming at her. She's an Indian doctor. She says, what's the meaning of this? And the cop said, don't you know? I said, what do you mean, officer? Know what? She cited Section 12 on you. Do you know what Section 12 is, gentlemen?
Sounds like a requirement for the, you know, if a psychiatrist or psychologist finds out some information about you that makes you dangerous to other people, then they probably have to report it to the cops.
What I'm saying, the reason why I'm bringing this up is that it left a scar on me. Don't ever see a psychiatrist, and I've never seen one or a psychologist since. They are just as dangerous as the police. Do you know when the police pull you over, say you robbed a bank, they would say to you, that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can't be used against you in a court of law. Is that correct?
Sometimes they'll tell you that.
You're supposed to say that.
A psychiatrist will never say to you, Mr. Jones, by the way, if you tell me something that I find disturbing, I'm going to have to cite Section 12 and send you off to a nut house.
Yeah, that's scary. When did that happen to you?
That happened 13 years ago in 1996.
How long were you in for?
I was sent away to a hospital for about 9 hours. I finally got out. And I'm bringing this up because you're talking about liberties and freedom. And I want your callers to realize how dangerous it is.
Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate the story at 800-259-9231. And go to get help, and that's what they do? I don't consider that helping someone. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Do you like your credit card company? Well, I'll give you a reason not to. I got my tax refund and used it to finally pay off some of my debt rather than putting it into an emergency fund. I figured I could always use my credit card for unexpected expenses or even my property taxes. Less than 24 hours later, my credit card company reduced my credit line by exactly what I paid them. I had no more credit and no money left for emergencies. Banks have changed. If you're still struggling with or behind on credit cards and medical bills, you need to protect yourself and your family before you make a bad decision. Call us now to learn the truth about your debt options. Our Debt Help Expert Service will explain your options discreetly for absolutely free. The number is 1-800-677-7144. We work for you and not for a greedy bank. Call us now at 800-677-7144. Again, that's 800-677-7144. 677-7144.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and You will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything, just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. And they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're yours. Front page of the website, free at freetalklive.com. Now, we do give you the features free, so in return for that, sometimes we ask you to do something for us. Now, we're just asking. You don't have to do anything, but if you want to, it would make a big difference for us. Because right now, as of today, the podcastawards.com voting has opened up. And this is the most important voting that happens for Free Talk Live all year long, because it's a once-a-year opportunity to take home the podcast award for, in this case, we've been, again, nominated, thanks to listeners like you, been nominated for the best political category. Now, I don't really like the term political. I don't consider myself political at all. In fact, there's been some discussion recently over the activism here in Keene, where we're doing the show from, and the word political has come up to describe the liberty activists out here. And I just don't think that the term is very accurate. But nonetheless, we are in the political category, and we have won the political category for the last 4 years. So this will be our fifth. If you vote for us, you
can
help us.
If we win it, right.
Right.
And the competition is extraordinarily fierce this year. Rush Limbaugh's in there. Now, we beat George Bush and Barack Obama in the past, but I don't suspect they really cared whether their podcast won or not. But Rush has, they got Ditto Heads out there, a lot of people,
yeah,
rabid fans.
But you don't think Rush is going to mention
if he says it one time,
we're
screwed.
Done.
Yeah. secondly, the Young Turks are in there, and Bill Maher.
The Turks make a lot more money than we do. I know that much.
They've got rabid fans. So
yeah.
this competition seems very fierce to me.
This may be the most competitive year.
Yeah, and if you vote any time at all for us, this is the time of the year that we need it, because I really do use this to promote the show. When I talk to people on the phone, my pitch is, yeah, when I talk to advertisers on the phone, my pitch is Free Talk Live is syndicated on 56 stations coast to coast, and it's the number one political podcast for 4 years running. I have the little plastic trophy sitting right here in front of me to prove it. And, I can't tell you, I say that a dozen times a day.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference. So being the winner in this particular little contest would be quite good for us. So please take a moment. Go to podcastawards.com. And you'll see there are a whole bunch of different categories there. The one you want is political, and it's a bit of the ways down the page. In fact, I think it's three up, the third category up from the bottom on the right side. And we're in there with a whole bunch of Bill Maher's in there. Rush Limbaugh's in there, the Common Sense, the Young Turks. Lots of programming with lots of fans, and you can only vote for one. So please choose Free Talk Live in the political category at podcastawards.com. freetalklive.com. Plus, looks like Stefan Molyneux, who is a pretty friendly character toward this show, he's actually been nominated for the
People's Choice.
People's
Award.
Choice and Education. So, you know, you can throw a vote in for him. And, of course, we like old Mike D over at Red Bar Radio in the mature category. So those are your picks from Free Talk
Live. Also, Hardcore History's in some of the categories.
Oh, is he?
I am fond of that show.
I didn't notice that.
Dan Carlin's Common Sense is competing against us in the podcast award section. And
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Can't let that happen.
He's going to have to go. There, but
sorry, Dan.
It doesn't change that I'm going to vote for him for Hardcore History in some of the spots that I see there because I like the podcast.
So there you go. So Free Talk Live's voting recommendations. If you've got the time, vote for those other guys. At the very minimum, please vote for Free Talk Live at podcastawards.com. Important point: you can vote every single day. So vote today, vote tomorrow, vote the next day, all the way through the 30th. So you got about another 2 weeks. Of straight voting. Well, and we will remind you on a daily basis.
Oh, yes, we will. This is extraordinarily important to us, and we will continue to do so. And another thing that I would mention is that if you are on Facebook or want to get on Facebook for this reason, I'm going to be, you know, the groups over there, I'm going to be hitting them heavy with mass emails and things like that. And I'm going to be giving away prizes to make the spam feel a little more palatable. Well, Totosacks and
really? Paper, oh, that's cool.
Science fiction books, basically, from advertisers. And I'll be giving away quite a few prizes there. So if you want to be reminded on a daily basis and have a chance to win prizes, go to, what is it?
How will you do it? Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it'll be in the email.
Okay, so you'll come up with something creative then.
I already know it.
Excellent.
Guessing numbers between what and what, whatever and whatever.
Very good. So once again, podcastawards.com. Spread the word, tell your friends, and ask them to vote for Free Talk Live. And thank you so much in advance. Hopefully we will be taking home the fifth award in a row. And we're the only one that won four in a row. So if we win this year, we'll still be the only one who could possibly have won 5 years in a row. And we'd like to keep that momentum going. So thank you for everyone who nominated us. Now it's time to vote at podcastawards.com. By the way, back to the term politics. Since this has kind of been an issue recently, it's one of those words that is being associated with me, and I don't really think it's accurate. Yes, I have engaged in politics in the past. I used to work for the Libertarian Party down in Florida, but I don't do political stuff in that way. All right, I'll do the occasional call a representative thing, and yeah, I did go out and hold a sign for Nick Ryder, but I find it all detestable. I don't consider myself a very political person. And indeed, the definition over at one of the definitions at dictionary.com, besides, it's interesting, the definition of politics is most frequently defined as political things. And when you look up political, it's the concern with politics. You have to get six definitions in until you get this one. Use of intrigue or strategy in obtaining any position of power or control. So, for me, I'm not interested in power. I'm not interested in control over other people's lives. So, therefore, I don't see how I could be accurately labeled as political.
But I'm interested in reducing the amount of power that is implemented on my life. So, therefore, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, but are you interested in obtaining the positions of power or control?
If it's what it takes to get the power out of my life and other people's lives, yes, I am.
So you are very political then. For me, I don't want that. That's why I ran as tried to run as a nobody candidate. In fact, Mark, you've actually got a quick story about the nobody candidate. Somebody has actually done this, and from what I understand, it's not the first time.
Yeah, this is from RussiaToday.com.
They wouldn't let me do this here in the United States.
Well, you didn't legally change your name.
You don't have to, from what I understand. I learned this later, that in New Hampshire, apparently you don't have to.
Okay, well, I don't know, whatever.
But it doesn't matter. They don't follow their own rules, so.
A Ukrainian man, pardon me if my Russian or Ukrainian or whatever it is isn't very good. Ukrainian man bearing the unusual name Patsyevskiv, meaning none of the above, has submitted an application to run for president. The poll is due to be held in 2 months. The Ukrainian Central Election Commission received the application by presidential candidate, none of the above, Tuesday. Ukrainian news website Union reports. So it's kind of fun.
So wait. He's actually on the ballot, or he's working toward getting on the ballot? I missed that point.
He's got an application in.
Okay. Well, I hope it works out for him.
Would you want to be at the bottom if you were going to be none of the above?
Well, yeah, I would think you'd have to be, right?
Yeah. How do you get at the bottom?
Oh, well, around here you can be the last person in. So if you're the last person to register for the vote then you would be the last person on the ballot.
I'll tell you, I'd probably vote for a none-of-the-above guy. Unless
wouldn't
I had
you?
Some,
why not?
Somebody who was in the race.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Absolutely. I think that if you're going to have voting, and they do, if you're going to have this system, then it should have a none-of-the-above option. And I don't mean that it's actually a person behind it necessarily to take office and do who knows what. But I do mean somebody, because we don't know what his intentions are, right? We don't really
know. No idea. It's just an interesting story.
Yeah. But if you actually had the choice on the ballot of none of the above, I think that would be very interesting, because then you actually find out maybe what the people, the unspoken masses have to say. Of course, they'd still have to turn out and actually vote for none of the above. But facts are that in this country, at least, most people don't vote, especially in local elections. Most people are not registered to and do not vote.
It's true. I mean, in local elections, people, by and large, don't turn out.
It was 10% here in Keene this year.
Was it 10%?
10%.
That's
it.
Actually, pretty good for many places, localities. It speaks to how active people are around here. But
so you've got 10% that's and I think that we've got a population of about 25,000 people, but I think only about 16,000 of them are registered to vote.
Yeah.
So
strangely, it's the easiest state in the world, probably one of the easiest states to be registered. Basically, you can walk in day of and you're registered. So
you've got maybe, I don't know, how many bureaucrats do you think there are in the area? A few hundred?
Couple
Couldn't hundred, two, 300, something like that. So basically, you got the bureaucrats, you got husbands, wives of bureaucrats, you've got family members of bureaucrats, friends of bureaucrats, and then there's the small contingent of people that actually want more freedom that are showing up to try to vote. That's the way it is. That's kind of the picture of the situation here. It's probably pretty similar where you are in any local election.
Yeah, it's really difficult because, you know, obviously you can only affect a couple yourself and maybe a couple of people coming out to vote, whereas, you know, these people who work inside the system every day, it's really important to them to go vote. So, you know, they know that their votes have power.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.